Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show. The Daily Tip on a Monday. I'm Michael Jenkins. He is Denton Day. Come on back, Double D. I know, starting another week. But for most people, a short week. Thanksgiving? Max says he's dancing at his computer. I don't know if I believe that. Maybe. I don't mind a good instrumental. When, Denton, are you going to put up the old Christmas tree?
That is a great question that I have already answered. We did it this weekend.
Oh, did you really?
We did it this weekend. This is the first Christmas that we have decorated as a married couple.
Nice.
So this is a big, you know, big deal for the relationship. We went to a storage unit that we have on Saturday, brought all of the decorations back, put them all up. The apartment looks wonderful.
Awesome.
I was the muscle when needed. that was our plan. I was like, honey, this is your project. Let me know when you need me. If not, I'm going to be out of your way. And she said, that sounds like perfection to me. And I was like, sick. Okay, cool.
Ah, well done.
So it looks wonderful. We got the tree up. We got some lights that are hanging. You know, we don't really love like big fluorescent lights in the apartment. So now that we have a reason to have some Christmas lights hang and there's lights on the tree, it provides a really nice aesthetic. She's decorated the cabinets. You put bows on the cabinets. I think the only thing that is left, one, we needed some batteries because there are a couple things that needed batteries that we just did not have. And then we're going to decorate the doors with like the laundry doors kind of wrapped with some ribbon. Very easy, just across, you know, and then it'll be perfection.
Oh, well, you're going all in. I love it.
Well, she's going all in. I'm supporting. I mean, like, great idea, honey. Yes. I mean, she did a great job. She crushed it. She always does. But, you know, it made her really happy. And
that's a good thing.
You know, you just walk in and it's just like, oh, yeah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas season.
Yeah.
You get a candle going. It's perfect.
That's what we're doing this weekend. So, in fact, we're going to probably do that on Thanksgiving or that afternoon.
That afternoon.
Yeah. So we'll probably make something. It'll be okay. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. We'll make some food. It'll be fine. We'll have some football on. And then we'll bring in the tree downstairs. I'll bring it up, and then we'll. What's always funny is I love this because the lovely Catherine is very. She's like me. She's just very like meticulous, right? So she'll be like, "Let's decorate the tree together." I'm like, "Okay," and we will. It'll be great. But then I'll put an ornament on, and I think she'll see like that's not quite in the right place. So I see her just like adjust it a little bit. Yeah,
it's like the slightest thing. It's like one branch down.
Right, branch down, or oh, you know, there's a hole here. That needs to be maybe covered up because it's fake tree. Do you guys have a real tree?
Fake tree. No, fake tree.
Yeah, fake tree.
I don't even know if our apartment allows a real tree. We didn't ask. We're like, we got the fake tree situation. And my wife has like really, you know, some of them are very meaningful ornaments. Sure. Some of them are just very fragile. It's like, I do not touch them. And she's like, hey, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want you to touch these. And I was like, hey, don't take this the wrong way. I was not about to touch those anyway. Like, those are yours. I'd helped her at a previous apartment before, so I like kind of knew the drill, but I was like, I am not touching anything that is even remotely breakable. Lights, I can handle.
Yeah.
I am breaking no lights, but I'm not. Your ornament that you've had from your grandmother, that ain't.
Oh, yeah.
You will not find my DNA on that one in any capacity.
I'm like that. There's just two or three ornaments like that. I'm like, listen, if I hook this on the wrong branch and then you know, the branch kind of sags and the ornament falls, I'm not doing that.
I'm not responsible.
The one thing I have to do every year, which is frustrating, is that we have a star right on top of the star that bright and lights up. But this is a nice fake tree. It's not top of the line. But the star is so heavy that, of course, I slide it. What happens? Right? So I have to gather, you know, like, three different limbs and then, like, position them together and hold them together and then slide the star on. And even then, it's kind of wobbly. Then you got to, you know, bend maybe the limbs a little bit and get that right balance where it's hanging perfectly.
Right.
And that's a process.
It's so many different things. And like, you wouldn't think about this normally because like, again, in June, you're not like, oh, I can't wait to, you know, do all the tree stuff. But now when you're in the thick of it, you're like, oh, that's right. I do this every single year. I forget every single year. Let me position this the right way.
That's the one thing. The ornaments are fine. I will say one thing, and I'm going to talk about this a lot. Give me that fake fire on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
A little bit of a lo-fi in the background.
Yes.
Like Christmas jazz.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dabs, 1,000%.
Yeah, we're big readers, so like we throw that on. And now that you have enough light from the lights of the tree and the actual hanging lights, you can read. Because it gets dark here at 4:30. So you can't read at that unless you have all these damn fluorescent lights on, which, again, I don't like those. So now it's literally perfect.
I'm so glad you said I actually pulled out a book yesterday. I've been meaning to read, and I read it for a while, put it away. Catherine walked in. She's like, wait, are you going to read this? I was like, yes.
It's a good book, I hope.
Yeah, I was like, I've decided. It's more of a, it's more of a kind of, a, not self-help, but it's very, a good way to put it? It's very, it's a kind of a mind, body, your emotions sort of affect how you...
Self-help is probably what it would be called.
It probably would be called that.
Yeah.
It's not like 8 ways to influence your coworkers or something like that, but it's but it's more of a, like how your emotions sort of affect, how you feel and, how your body sort of reacts.
You got to start like a reading challenge. That's how I read as many books as I do because I don't like losing. So I set the amount of books that I need to read, and I do enjoy reading. But when you have a finite set number, all of a sudden there's some extra motivation. I'll do some audiobooks too.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That count, but I'm a goal setter, so I need that.
That's smart. Yesterday, just unprompted, I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm staying off my phone more. I'm gonna start reading more, and now I'm gonna do it with the crackle in the background. It's gonna be great. Well, all right, new week here on the show. Time to wipe the slate clean and hand out some winners. Let's do it.
Time to place your bets.
All right, here we go. I'll give my first one. Xavier Leggett Longest reception over 13 and a half yards. It's minus 108. So this goes in line with how I think this game is going to play out. I think this is going to be a higher scoring game. The Niners defense is really banged up. And yes, I talked about Carolina covering the 7.5. And yet, let's be honest, it's still Carolina. So I'm going to pump the brakes on going all in on that. But the Panthers can throw against the Niners. This Niners defense is 28th against the pass. Last week, Leggett had a 36-yard touchdown. He has 6 plays of 20 or more yards this season. He has also hit this number in 5 of his last 7. I think the Panthers are going to be playing catch-up in this game, and I think that means plenty of chances for Leggett to go over this number. So we're going to go over 13.5 yards as his longest reception.
My best bet, Jenks, I'm going over 27.5 team total for the San Francisco 49ers at minus 145. I could have gone 28.5. That would have gotten me to minus 120, but that 27 number seems to be a big one for Carolina. They've allowed the Cardinals to score 27 on them. They've allowed the Patriots to get 42, the Cowboys to score 27, the Bills to score 40. So the Falcons last week to score 27. They've allowed some teams to get to that 27 mark. I had to take the hook. I had to take the extra point because 26.5 was minus 200. And I was not going to lay that level of juice, but I'm confident in this 49ers offense that just scored 41 the last time we saw them on the field to have a strong offensive performance. And I have a feeling that this could end up being a little bit of a track meet of a game. So I'm going to take the 49ers over 27.5.
All right. Very good. I like that a lot. Yeah. Especially because I like the over in this game. And you always want your best to sort of fall in line with game script. So along those same lines, I'm going to go George Kittle. 50-plus receiving yards is minus 149. I see a lot of people playing it at a particular number. You want to reduce the juice and do that, totally fine. But no one is happier that Brock Purdy is back than George Kittle. Like last game, when Purdy came out, he looked really good. Kittle had, 6 catches, 67 yards, 2 touchdowns after the game. Effusive in his praise of Brock Purdy. So those two have a really great chemistry. Also, when you look at how Kittle plays, he thrives in zone coverage. There are some tight ends, some receivers, and they're so adept at getting to a certain spot, finding soft spots in a zone. That is what George Kittle does. Panthers run a ton of zone defense. Also, they allow the 4th most yardage to tight ends in all of the NFL. So let's go 50-plus yards at minus 149. Right there on the edge of how much juice we like to lay, but I think George Kittle has a nice night.
And you and I are in the same market, because I'm going to take the same bet with his teammate, Christian McCaffrey.
All right.
If we're getting a lot of offense, we might as well sell in to get that offense. We know that he's a big receiving threat out of the backfield. You know, with Kittle and with some of the other receivers that they take a little bit of the, it feels like, the eyes away from Christian McCaffrey. So I love this number for McCaffrey at 50 plus. You still get the money if it gets on, you know, 50 even. So I love that as well. A little bit of a benefit to the gambler, and I'm getting at minus 105.
Oh.
If they are going to score a lot of points, we know that Christian McCaffrey is going to be involved in the offensive game plan. So I feel really good about McCaffrey over 50 receiving yards.
Yeah, love that. Isn't the word with Christian McCaffrey, as long as he plays 4 quarters? As long as he is healthy, we're good to go.
You're in a good spot.
Exactly. Guys, don't forget, we're also on YouTube, the old YouTube. You can check out Daily Tip, along with each and every show on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you like and subscribe. And as always, you can listen on the Odyssey app. No Donkster today. I think you've noticed, if you've been streaming this show on Stadium, we've been streaming the final hour. But if you've been watching earlier, we had a great side view of my face for half the time. So we have one camera working, so no Donkster today. But he is here. Donkster's been quiet for a couple weeks.
He has. He has been hibernating.
Yes.
I didn't know he hibernated. I just...
He does.
I figured that was kind of what was going on there with our chalk donkey.
Yeah. What's going on with you today? What's the rest of the day look like?
So we got a sick dog to take care of.
I know.
Got to make sure that he is taken care of. Need to get a workout in. And then I have a reading... Well, all right. Let me flex real quick. I crushed my reading goal. I've already read. I was going to read 40 books this year. I'm on like book 43.
Dang.
So like I'm well over that. But I still now just want to see how many I can hit. You know, some of these books have been big thick books, Jay.
Yeah.
So I want to see how many I can hit. So do a little bit of reading today. Hopefully it's nice outside in DC. I don't know.
Yeah. Good for you. That's inspirational. 43 books?
This is 43. Yeah, so I've hit 41. I'm listening to Harry Potter on the Deathly Hallows.
Good for you. I'm like, I'm thinking about subscribing to a Substack. I got some work to do. Guys, thanks for being with us on this Monday edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For my guy, Denton Day, I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck in your bets. Have a great day. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.